Greg-a-light, 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 won't you Greg-a-light? Greg-a-delphia freedom, yes I do. Whip-beep, 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 beep, beep-boop-boop.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Elton John.
It's the last show of the week for us. Kind of. For us. For you and
for
I.
For you
it
and
is.
I.
Because tomorrow, I'm going to be doing the show live with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Casa.
Color me excited,
Casa,
but also color me bad.
Yeah, so it's going to be
at Casa de Foxo.
Yeah.
You go into the wifey's.
Going to the in-law's house, yeah. So we're going to be hanging out over there, and we're going to be doing some stuff.
At the compound, the Fox compound.
Celebrating the 4th of July there.
Of July.
Yeah.
The 4th.
Mm-hmm.
What happened then?
It's Independence Day.
What does that mean?
It's when we've secured our borders from all those Mexicans trying to come up.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all it was.
Are you sure that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw a movie where we beat aliens. Was that what happened that day?
Yes, that also happened too.
Okay.
Those aliens.
And then was that the day Rocky fought Drago?
Yeah. And he ran up the steps in Philly.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good day.
It's going to be the American way.
Ah, okay.
Tomorrow, that's what we're going to do.
So hamburgers, hot dogs.
I think there's going to be barbecue.
Like legit barbecue.
Yeah, it's not going to be Franklin's or anything like
real
that.
Real deal Holyfield barbecue.
Yeah.
Are you going to have your Chase Bank card?
If Franklin is there, yes.
Is Chef Nobu going to stop by?
If it's Franklin's barbecue, yes.
Okay, cool.
So I'm looking forward to that.
So guess what I did today?
What?
Started ranking people in the office as normies or weirdos.
Okay, where do I rank in this?
You're a weirdo.
Why?
Because you're clearly a weirdo.
Why? What makes me weird?
A lot of things.
Like what?
Your boots. The booty stuff that you do.
Okay. That's normal.
Your weird Gregness. It's just the way that I perceive people.
So, okay, well, give me the list here. Who?
Claudia, normie.
Okay.
Jen, normie.
Okay.
Trey, weirdo.
Uh-huh.
Nick Adams, normie.
Okay.
Mike, seems like a normie. Don't know him well enough to call him a weirdo yet.
Okay.
Rico, normie. Carly, weirdo.
Okay.
Alex, weirdo.
All right.
Don, weirdo. Cody, weirdo.
Okay.
Tim, weirdo.
Why is Tim a weirdo?
Because he's so normy that he is a weirdo.
He seems the most squared away of anybody here outside of Jonathan.
That's why he's a weirdo.
Okay.
He's too normy.
All right.
Normies are still a little weird.
Okay.
But it's not to the point where you're like so normal. It's so normal that it pushes over to the other side. So that's why he's a weirdo. Flip, normie. Susie,
oh, man,
normie.
You got the Infinite Agency riled up.
Susie's a normie. James, weirdo.
Right.
Colin, normie. Normie.
What about, let's go with, what about the show cast over there?
Kelly Raspberry, normie.
Okay.
Jenna, weirdo.
Okay.
JC, weirdo. Al, weirdo. Three weirdos and a normie.
Okay.
Sounds like a Chickering, bad. Normie.
Oof.
I'm going to say normie.
You're going to go normie with him?
I'm going to go normie on him. Me, weirdo.
That's a given.
Yeah. Who else?
Russ,
weirdo.
Who's the leader of the weirdos around
the weirdest
here?
Person?
Yeah.
No, you're a normie. You're a normie because
that's Rico,
you expect you to be weird, but you're not that weird. You don't do enough weird stuff.
You're squared away.
Oh, man.
Leader of the weirdos.
Leader of the weirdos is... The weirdest person here has got to be Russ.
You think?
Yeah. He just gives you the weird vibe. Amy, normie. Lacey, weirdo.
Yeah. I'm going to give her leader of weirdos.
Yeah, actually, you know what? You're right. Lacey is the weirdest person.
She's got the weirdest stories and says the weirdest things and does the weirdest things
Lacey
of all time.
Lacey is queen of weirdos.
Oh, man. What about Jordan? What's he?
Jordan is a normie.
Okay.
If you at home want to know what you are, I will say. So comment on this, and I will let you know if you're a normie or a weirdo.
That's pretty awesome.
Me personally.
You'll get a 1-800 Greggles lockdown. You're a weirdo or a normie.
Let you know. I will let you know where you stand, weirdo or normie, in my book.
Okay. That's awesome.
So that's how I've deciphered weirdos and normies.
Okay. What started this?
Well, I was calling Carly a weirdo. And then I kind of went, you know what? There's two types of people, weirdos and normies.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And I just started calling people weirdos and normies.
What makes people weirdos?
Just the vibe I get.
Okay.
It's got a je ne sais quoi.
You just say and do weird things?
It's just like, it's the vibe that they put out a weirdo vibe. It's not saying weirdo's bad or normie's bad. It's just how I perceive you.
Mm-hmm.
It's either I perceive you as a weirdo or I perceive you as somebody who I would consider more normal, more, I guess.
If you took me surface face value and I'm just standing in a room full of everybody.
If I saw you face value, I would say you're a normie. But then when I get to know you, you're a weirdo.
I embrace that.
Yeah, Josh, normie.
I don't know.
No.
Josh has weirdo qualities.
He has weirdo qualities, but he's more normie.
Yeah. Okay. I embrace it. I love my weirdness.
Well, then when I called you a weirdo, you kind of went, well, why am I a weirdo?
I just wanted to know why I was
a
weirdo.
It's not a bad thing. This is just how I feel like you are personality-based. Mm-hmm.
I embrace it.
Actually, you know what? I'm not even a person, but the whole person.
Is it the fact that I'm wearing black socks in the summer?
Yeah. Black tube socks all the way up.
On my pasted
my God,
white
your
legs?
Your legs are the whitest legs I've ever seen.
You know what's cool about these socks? Is that, number one, they don't ever fall down. They're really tied up around here. Number two, this one has an R. And this one has an L.
Why?
So I know which foot to put it on. They're made for right and left foot.
You know, I've never looked at you like more of a dad than you are right now.
I didn't. No, no, no.
First thing that was dad.
It's sewn into.
No.
I didn't write it on there. Like a dad would.
Either
like my
way,
dad would write it on there.
Either way, you bought socks that have R and L's on them. And the way that you led this conversation was, these socks are great because they never fall down. That is the most dad thing any human has ever said.
Yesterday, we were outside and we were playing around with the kids. And what do you think my attire was? What do you think I was wearing as we were playing in the front yard?
I'm going to picture a polo shirt tucked into white khakis.
Wrong.
I'm going to picture a cut-off sleeves Chuck Norris t-shirt with like gym shorts, but they could also be a bathing suit.
It's close. Cut-off sleeveless t-shirt.
Cut-off sleeveless t-shirt.
From my baseball team that I played for a couple years ago, the Orioles. So it's an orange sleeveless shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It says Orioles across the front and the number 15 on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Black Nike basketball shorts.
Nice.
White tube socks pulled up.
Oh, man.
And my feet shoved into
sandals.
My Taco Bueno flip-flops. And I walked outside, and Abby says, Dad, your socks and your flip-flops are funny looking.
Even at that age, she can detect it.
But that was when we walked out into the backyard. We somehow migrated to the front yard, and we're playing around out there, and then, of course, neighbors are walking by.
You know what? Your neighbors walk past you, they look over at you, and they go, weirdo.
Exactly. That's exactly what they do. I'm all right with it. What's up, McDavid Springs? You got a weirdo in your neighborhood.
Sandals and socks. Biggest crime on the planet.
Absolutely.
Crime.
I cannot refute that
on
at
the
all.
Planet.
I cannot. But see, the thing is, I won't do that going, like, if I have to go to a store or if I have to go somewhere, I won't do that.
Mm.
But around my house, when I've just taken my boots off and the first thing that I see are my flip-flops, I'm going to wedge my toes, socks and everything, into my flip-flops and go outside. If I have to go check the air conditioner, the AC unit outside, or if I have to go in the garage, or if I have to walk down to get the mail, I'm not going to put my shoes back on. I'm just going to shove my feet into some flip-flops with my socks on and walk down there.
So was there a like flooding hazard issued by the local news because of how wet every girl in the vicinity got?
Dude, they
just
had to,
looking
they,
at you.
They had to put plastic
they
all
had
over
to
their
put
couches.
Plastic wrap every. Just they knew. They all just knew.
Uh huh.
They were all like, "Oh man, something sexy is happening."
Here comes that guy.
Oh, woof,
whoosh,
whoosh, sploosh.
Yeah, so
you all missed the hand gesture I made. If you watch the show Archer, you know the sploosh,
right?
Hand gesture.
You
I
get
made.
It. So I brought the guitar over here.
Are you going to tow car la guitarra?
And I decided to write mm-hmm. and perform mm-hmm. an exclusive 4th of July song on this broadcast.
Before you get into the song, when I said, "Are you going to tocar la guitarra?" When I took Spanish in high school, I would always say the unconjugated verb
mm-hmm.
and put ing at the end of it.
Okay.
So my teacher would go insane. I'd be like, "Oh, so are you tocaring la guitarra?" And she'd be like, "No, it's yeah. not how you do
you
that.
You can't use ing in
you
Spanish.
You don't put ing, and that's to play ing." It was so funny. And my name in the class was Sancho.
Trabajaring. Yeah.
Yeah. Like anything, it was anything and then ing, and she would flip out.
Yeah.
And then I just started doing it more because I knew that she would get angry.
My poor Spanish teacher in high school, I drove her insane.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it. This was the same class that I got in a fight and I broke a dude's face.
I got a fucking face.
My buddy Brad, we played sports, and he had one of those tens unit things on his leg, on his hamstring, and he sat in front of me, and he had it sitting on a desk next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached up slowly where he couldn't see me, and I grabbed the actual unit, and I pulled it back to me, and I just cranked it up to like 15. So his leg shot out like this, and he's like, "Ah!" And so he flopped out of his desk, and he's like, "Well, why'd you do that?" And so the teacher, she separated us.
Did you grab his unit next?
No, I didn't do that. But I also, same guy, Brad, poor kid.
Yeah.
I had a pencil that was about.
Was he your friend, or did you just pick on him because
no,
you were
a
mean jock
no,
from an 80s movie?
No, he was my lifelong best friend. Like, I'd known him forever. So I had this pencil that was about 2.5 inches long. I mean, I'd just worn it down to that's how small it was. So I took it and I held it in my hand like so, to where just a little bit of the...
Oh, you stabbed him? You gave him lead poisoning?
I didn't mean to. I thought maybe... because I didn't think that it was going to be sticking out far enough out of my hand to where it would actually puncture. So he walked over to his desk and I put my hand down like this, and he sat on it and it stuck in his ass. So he jumped up and he was flopped over the thing. I got sent to the office for that one too.
Why would you do such things?
Because it was my buddy, and we always did stuff like that.
Okay.
This is the same guy who, when we were in, like, sixth grade...
Did he pull you?
No, he didn't pull me, but he punched me in the balls in front of a girl.
That you liked?
Yeah.
You're like,
well, like, trying to be cool, and he tappers me in front of her, and I fall down crying. Yeah, like, it sucked. So we did stuff like that to each other all the time. So it wasn't that uncommon. But
did you guys yell tappers, or did you just
no,
do it?
No, it was tapper wasn't really a thing at the time. It
did,
was just
did he ask you what the capital of Thailand was, and then
Bangkok?
Jimmy tapped
the old Bangkok.
The old Bangkok joke.
Oh, hey, that's the worst game ever.
Hey, what's the capital of Thailand? Bangkok.
Dude. And it's such a terrible feeling.
That game and the circle hand game are the worst.
Oh, ho, 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 made you look, and then you get punched in the shoulder.
I hate that.
Why do kids come up with crap like that?
And I don't know, like, I remember when I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, "Why are you hitting me when I don't even know what this is?" And then my friend's like, "No one knows what it is. It's
right.
just what it is."
And wasn't there a rule that said that
if you could get your finger in it without looking at it,
okay,
you could punch that person.
But didn't it? But wasn't there like a height restriction or something?
It has to be under your waist.
Your hip. Okay, yeah,
like your hip or your waist. It's got to be like lower than that. So
okay,
right now you're in the zone. If I have it here, that's cheap. That's cheap
because that's forcing you to look.
You have to look all the way down at it.
Right. So dumb.
I remember one of my friends would always do this move. He'd have his pencil on his desk and brush it off and then go to pick it up. And then as he picks it up, he would go like...
Does the little
like
circle.
That, and then you look down and you'd just be like, "Oh, you ass."
Yeah. And then you get punched in the shoulder for no good reason.
Sorry for leaning down on that if you couldn't hear me, but that I was actually illustrating.
He was. He was leaning down, and he made his fingers into the okay sign and put it down below.
It's so the worst.
You just get punched in the shoulder.
It's the worst.
That and slug bug.
Slug bug was fun when you wouldn't, like, really hit hard. Like, you go, slug bug.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you slammed, like, people that... Some of my friends were like,
those were games
serious.
Invented by bullies. That was bullying before you had all this new kind of bullying. That's how they could get away with it.
Yeah.
Slug bug. I want to punch somebody. Poor major look.
Yeah.
Shh. Idiots. All right, you ready for this 4th of July song?
I don't think the world is ready for this, but let's get it over with. Now, note at home, I have no involvement in the writing or playing of this. I am a viewer and a spectator just like you at home.
Can you hear that?
And what's it called?
It's just a 4th of July song.
This is You're in the Ear Canal with Greg Jake Gibbons. This is the 4th of July song, written, produced, and sung by Greg Jake Gibbons.
Okay.
This is terrible.
There we go.
Is there lyrics to this?
Mm-hmm. It's the 4th of July weekend. Ready for it to start?
It hasn't started yet?
Gonna go to my in-laws' house.
4th of July weekend.
Gonna do some fishing at some point.
4th of July weekend.
There are gonna be beers. Gonna drink them down to my guts.
4th of July weekend.
I will do some swimming.
That was the worst one.
There's gonna be some tasty barbecue, yeah.
Never mind. That was the worst one. I know I said the last one was the worst one. That was the worst one.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Okay, stop that.
Thanks. I'll be here all week.
That might have been the greatest song ever recorded.
There's no doubt.
And by greatest, I mean worst.
I do have one more.
Oh, no, there's only one.
It's not a 4th of July song.
We only have time for one song only. We only skate to one song only.
Nope.
All right, Toonie McGee. Santa Claus is fake. That's because he's one big lie. Yeah, if you're going to play that, I'm going to punch you. 4th of July is fake.
Let's see. 4th of July is fake. That's because it's one big lie. Yes, 4th of July is fake. That's because it's one big lie.
America is a country, but it isn't, cause it's not real. Your parents tried to tell you that it was a real thing, but it's not a real thing.
There we go. 4th of July is fake. That's because it's one big lie. Yeah, 4th of July is fake. That's because it's one big lie. Yeah.
Did you ever notice that when your teachers told you about the Fourth, they were lying to you because it's not a real thing at all? Fourth of July is fake. That's because it's one big lie. Yeah, Fourth of July is fake. That's because it's one big lie. Yeah, Fourth of July is a time, but not a real time. It's more of a state of being.
Fourth of July is a state. No, Fourth of July is a date. That's because it's Fourth of July. Fourth of July is a date. That's because it's one big date. Yeah.
All right, that. I think we've out-dumbed ourselves.
Easily the dumbest thing that's ever happened on this.
Was that the song you were going to play? Or did you have something else?
No, that was it.
You were going to do Fourth of July is fake?
No, I sang my Fourth of July song, and then I did Fourth of July as a date. A little bit of color. That's because it's one big date, yeah. If you don't know where that comes from,
you can be on the Greg and Greg Show.
So
I've labeled you a normie. How do you feel about that?
A normie.
Yeah.
I think a normie probably means something like enormous.
No.
No.
No, it's not.
I mean, because I think I'm pretty fit. I mean, I don't have any abs. You know, I'm not like shredded or anything.
I'm not saying that you're enormous. I'm saying you're a normal human.
Unormal person.
There's two types of people in my book: normies and weirdos.
It's Jordan Ogle, by the way.
Jordan Ogle. JordanOgle.com if you want to search more about me.
Don't Google him at all. He doesn't need any more ego boosting.
If you were on Snapchat, you probably would have said a nudie of me last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, but only the select few.
Oh. Just a select few, huh?
We weren't select few. However, I have heard rumors that somebody filmed it.
Yeah. T-Money. T-Money.
What'd they film? They filmed some nudie stuff?
They filmed him being a nudie. He was all nudie in this office.
What?
I mean, it wasn't like I was naked. I mean, I had my socks on.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Like Chili
Pepper
style.
So he wasn't completely cold. You weren't completely cold.
Here in the Kid Craddock in the Morning Studio.
I tuned it down. It's drop D there for you.
We're in drop D.
Yeah. Ooh. See, we're talking guitar stuff here because we're smart guitar people.
Is that picking up there?
Yeah. Give me something.
Jordan Ogle was naked in the Kid Craddock in the Morning Studio last night.
Opening for Nickelback this Sunday at the Palladium.
Oh, man.
Jordan.
It's Jordan Ogle Live.
Jordan Ogle Live.
He won't have any clothes on.
No clothes ever.
He loves being naked.
Loves it.
Jordan Ogle naked experience.
When I was in football in high school, I was always the naked guy in the locker room. I never had any clothes on.
Why?
I don't know. It's just so much like when you get done with a sweaty workout or a sweaty day at the football field, yeah. Should hit the showers. People kind of wear like their like swimming trunks and this. Like some people do that in high school, you know. Mm.
But you just wanted to be balls out.
I just didn't care.
I was always the last guy. Like I'd let everybody get done, and then I'd be like, "All right, good." I don't want to be around. I didn't want to be around my Jordan Ogle friends.
Swang his junk around in front of people.
I mean, I'm not like saying I'm not that prideful, you know.
You're just like, I know what I got.
You're still the white guy in the locker room.
I'm still confident, man. I'm a white guy in the locker room. Yes.
Like, there are other guys that have more of a thing to stand on, if you know what I mean.
Shower or grower?
I couldn't stand on it. It's not that long. I couldn't stand on it.
You weren't nicknamed Tripod in the locker room?
No. I was, you know.
Your nickname was Nudie. Nudies. Nudies.
Neuter.
Neutered.
Neuter.
That's not a good nickname.
Hey, ladies, I'm neuter.
Hey, no.
I don't think so.
I don't know if that would go over well.
No.
Yeah. No.
It'd be awkward.
Did you play college ball?
I did play college ball.
Where did you play at?
I played at Southwestern Assemblies of God University in Waxahachie, Texas.
Mm.
Sweet. I didn't even know they had a football team.
Did you play Stephen F. Austin University?
Oh, we did play SFA.
Did you beat the crap out of them?
We lost.
Yeah.
Did they give you the stone cold stunner? Is that why you guys couldn't beat them? They would just come in and you'd say hike and they'd kick you in the stomach and give you all stunners.
I mean, it never happened when I played, but you know it's gotten really dirty these days.
Yeah.
That's football's out of control.
They're just cracking beers and pouring them on you and yelling in your face. That's what he majored in stuntering at Stone Cold University.
I did.
Did you go to SFA?
I'm a lumberjack. Yep.
But he did get kicked out, and Stone Cold himself came in.
Why'd you get kicked out? Greg.
Well,
this is Greg Jake, by the way.
Hey everybody, Greg Jake here, broadcasting live from my desk. When I was at Stephen F. Austin, we had this thing that was brand new to me and a lot of my classmates
called Tekken.
Called the internet. And and computers. And so a PC in a college dorm room was not a good thing. And so I found a video game that I thought was intriguing that I'd never seen in my life. And so I played it a lot. And it was a game called Myst. And it took up every hour of my day. And I played it until I flunked out of college.
Did you figure out the Myst? Did you figure it out?
I finally beat it like 6 weeks later.
Dude, that game is intense. That was such an interesting game.
It's, yeah.
Like with the two brothers? The two brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a good game.
Yeah, it basically sucks you. You open a book and you get sucked into a weird mystery world and you have to figure your way out of it.
And you did.
There's no other characters in the game. I mean,
just screens. Like, it's just, you're constantly right. clicking
You click around
screens.
And you find things that make noises or things that open doors or you have to turn levers here. And yeah. It's really in-depth. And it took me a long time and it made me flunk out of Stephen F. Austin.
Now.
Axum Jacks. Yeah, and Axum Student.
Greg, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Because that... Like, here we are. We're radio guys. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, digital guys. Like, we're the guys that didn't do good in school. So we were always the guys playing video games, not ever doing anything right.
Right.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. We're having our own podcast.
Yep.
People that did everything right are not really doing anything.
I don't think so.
I haven't done anything right.
No, ever. You've never done anything right.
Ever.
Except for Erica.
That was right.
That was the one right. Good choice.
Out of my 375 other fails in life, she was the only one that's been right.
She's a victory.
Is that your wife, Greg?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would love to meet her someday.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
She's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Erica, I want to meet you someday.
Cool. That's Jordan Ogle, everybody.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Jordan.
I'm out.
All right.
We'll be at the dram tonight.
Sweet. He's going to the dram.
Jordan Ogle at the dram.
Weird and bizarre show, but I love it.
Yep, that's the way to end it off, buddy.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to hearing the Greg, Jake, and Doug show that probably won't happen because you'll be too drunk to remember to
do
it.
No. It's happening. I've already talked to my dad about it.
I'm gonna guess that both the Gibbons men will forget about this.
No, that's not happening. I'm loading everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Both mics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take the pre-mixer and the laptop. I'm going to set it up out at the Casa de Foxo.
I will believe it when I hear it.
Get ready, bitch, because it's coming.
Did you just call me bitch?
I did.
Why?
All right, go promote the page. Promote us. Share us with your friends.
Promote us, please.
TheGregAndGregShow.com. Have a great, safe 4th of July weekend. Blow up some firecrackers, drink lots of beer, be safe, and boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.